My mother shows up at our side door with grapes, a bottle of wine, and a 5-page list of everything she still owns. The taxidermy, the oriental rugs, the jewelry, the antique furniture, the quilts, the mirrors, the paintings, the photographs, the turtle shells, the glass eyes, the ostrich eggs, they're all there. Bruce pulls out her chair, takes the wine, swaps it with one of ours, and pours us all a glass. "The Canadian wants to visit," she says. "He wants to spend the night and take me to brunch." "Is that a good thing or a bad thing?" I ask. "He wants to take me to brunch." "And?" "You know how I feel about brunch." Do I know how my mother feels about brunch? I know how she feels about horses, well-dressed men, hats worn inside, hats worn backward, children who talk too much or require too much attention, salted butter, cream cheese, gin and tonics, margaritas. I say, "I know how you feel about eating more than one meal in a day." "Your mother hates brunch," Bruce says. I squint my eyes at him, at this man who lives in my house and sleeps in my bed and to whom, ostensibly, I am married in my heart. "How do you know about my mother and brunch?" I ask. He says, "For someone who thinks she pays attention to the smallest details, you really miss a lot." My mother hands me her life's possessions. She says, "I printed a copy for your sister, too. I want you to go through and put your initials next to everything you might want. We need to talk about what happens when I die." Bruce says, "What's with this family and its fixation on death?" I tuck her 5-page list into the junk drawer. "We did this last year," I tell my mother. "We've already divvied up your stuff. We don't need to do it again."
"We did? Well, I can't find that list. This is a new one. It's updated. We have to start over."
Bruce shakes his head. In the 5 years we've been together, my mother has produced no fewer than 5 lists.